Al Jolson and Agnes Moorhead, starring in Operation Dawn. The National Broadcasting Company, in cooperation with the United Jewish Appeal, presents a special program entitled Operation Dawn, starring Al Jolson and Agnes Moorhead. The United Jewish Appeal is seeking to raise $250 million to carry on important humanitarian activities in almost all parts of the world. $250 million for the activities of the United Palestine Appeal, the Joint Distribution Committee, and the United Service for New Americans. And now, Al Jolson in Operation Dawn.
This is Al Jolson. 2 years ago, I stepped before this microphone with a script called Operation Nightmare. Last year, I did one called Nightmare Chapter 2. Both programs described the sufferings and despair of my people in Europe. And after the second broadcast, I prayed that I would not have to be back this year with Nightmare Chapter 3. Well, I'm back. Only this year, there's a difference. This year, the script has a different name. Not Operation Nightmare. Operation Dawn. Yes, in this past year, a cloud has lifted over the world. A new state has been born. Israel. Carved out of sand and rock by a people who would not be denied. And to millions all over the world, that state means the dawn of a new life. A new hope. A new chance of being the men and women we all have a right to be. Ever wake up early in the morning and listen to the sounds of a new day? Especially at this time of the year? You lie in bed with the window open. And if you live in a country, maybe what you first hear are birds. Then as you listen more, maybe you can hear a brook running in the distance. If you live in a city, the sounds are different. You still get the birds, but they're city birds. And maybe the milkman. And maybe a couple of taxis. The sounds are different in different places, but they have one thing in common. They're the sounds of peace. They're different from waking up in the morning to this. This.
I'm sorry, I'm very sorry, but there just isn't any more room. No more room. I know you want to go to Israel, but the ship is all full up. I'm sorry, I'm terrible.
Those are the sounds of war, of nightmare. They're not very pleasant. Maybe you've forgotten them already. Maybe you'd better listen to them again.
I'm terribly sorry, but there's no more room. I'm terribly sorry. There's
all right, that's enough. The world's sick and tired of those sounds. Bring back the birds. And some of that early morning music. Because the nightmare is over. The dawn is here. I can prove it to you. Listen. You hear that whistle? Recognize that boat? Even in the old days when the boat had a different function, that whistle meant freedom. Of course, in those days, it was a different kind of freedom.
Boy, it'll be good to get out of the city for a day. This heat's killing me.
Come on, Mama. We'll miss the boat if we don't hurry.
I can't go any faster.
Mama, come on. We'll miss the whole excursion.
Sure, that's what it used to be, an excursion boat. A Hudson River dayliner called the Governor Clinton. Remember those trips up the river at night? Bear Mountain, Indian Point, the Gypsy. The lights of the boat twinkling in the river, the summer smell of perfume in the air, the music coming up from below, the girls. Yes, sir, those were the days. No care, no worries, no responsibilities, no war. The past is dead. Bury it. Today the pleasure boat is on a different run. The Governor Clinton has now called the Galila. Marseille to Hay for 4 days. No orchestra below decks. Just people. But there's still music, even if it isn't as familiar. And young men still approach young women standing alone by the rail.
Hello, Leah.
Hello, Aaron.
Been watching the land over there?
Mm-hmm, for 2 hours now. It looks so small to be Israel.
That's because it's still far away. Leah.
Yes?
After we land, we'll probably be separated. I got your address, though, and what I wanted to ask... could I write to you?
Oh, of course you can.
And when I do get settled, do you think... if there's a chance...
Of course there's a chance. That's what the new country is for. To give us all a chance.
The sounds of dawn are different for different people. You know what they are for this young couple? Not just brooks and birds, other sounds. A tractor clearing the land where they will live. A saw cutting up boards to build a house. A child brought into a world that wants and loves him. And yet today, how delicate are those sounds. How easily they can be stilled. Listen to the tractor. The engine has stopped. No gas, no extra parts, no mechanic to repair it. Listen to the house being built. No more nails, no more carpenters. Listen to the baby. Not even born. The parents in reception camps marooned in Europe. Unwilling to have a child under those conditions, or maybe unable to. And yet the land is there to give food. The lumber is there to make a roof. The people are in the world to give birth.
Then why aren't we going? Why are we still here on the docks? Why don't we go?
You'll go soon, Mother. It's only a question of time.
We've been here so long.
Just a little longer, I promise you. Just wait a little longer.
How long can we wait?
A little longer.
They told us the plans were made.
They are, Mother. They are. The new country is wide open. There are no restrictions.
None at all?
No, none at all. The transportation has been arranged.
Has it really been arranged?
I give you my word.
Then why are we still here? Why don't we go?
These things take time. You have to wait.
We've waited 2,000 years.
They take money.
Oh, money. Isn't blood enough?
I'm afraid not. You see, the world isn't run that way. But I assure you the transportation has been arranged. All sorts of transportation. Listen.
It's a plane. It's going to bomb.
No. Don't be afraid, Mother. Don't be afraid. There aren't any bombs on that plane. No guns, no armor of any kind. It's just an old passenger plane flying from a tiny country called Aden on the east coast of Africa to Israel. And you know what that plane's carrying instead of bombs, Mother? It's carrying kids. Refugee children running from pogroms.
Where are the children from?
From the kingdom of Yemen in the Middle East. And the reason they're still alive is because of an American woman doctor named Olga Feinberg. 2 years ago, she was passing through Aden on her way to Israel and saw what was happening.
But what could one woman do about it?
What could I do? Thousands of Jewish children living in the streets, with no one caring whether they lived or died. I did only what anyone else would do. Tried to care for them, see that they got enough to eat, keep them alive. Until we could arrange transportation for them to Israel. Oh, it wasn't easy, but we did it. And I'll never forget that morning we landed at the airport near Tel Aviv. The sun was shining and the air blew warm and gentle from the sea. There was another plane that landed about the same time. This one also carrying refugee children from Germany. It was like looking in a mirror to watch the other children come down from their plane. The way they would look around with fear and suspicion at first, the way my children had. And then they saw us and began to walk over to us, still a little afraid, but seeing now that there were other children in this strange land. And I took the hands of my nearest children in my group and walked out to meet them. And we came together in the center of the runway. For a moment, nothing was said. Then one of the German children spoke.
Guten Tag, Kinder.
And my children were puzzled, not knowing what he had said. And one of them said to me,
"What is he saying, Dr. Feinberg?"
"He's saying hello, Joseph."
"Can't he talk Hebrew?"
"I don't know. Why don't you ask him?"
"I will. Shalom.
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 Shalom. Shalom.
He does speak Hebrew, Dr. Feinberg. He does."
"Why shouldn't he?"
"Is he going to stay here, too? In Israel?"
"I think so, Joseph. I think you're all going to stay here."
You see, Mother? From all over the world, children from Yemen, from Germany, able now to grow up happy without fear in their own home.
But how about us? How about those who are no longer children?
In due time.
Yeah, you said that before.
And I meant it, I meant it. Any minute now, in fact, maybe this very minute. Listen.
There's someone at the door.
Answer it, see who it is.
Come in.
Mrs. Wolf?
Yes?
I've good news for you. There's a shipment going to Israel day after tomorrow. We've just gotten clearance. Your name is on the list.
My name?
You and 250 others. One more shipment like that and we can close the camp. Are you all packed?
Oh, what is that to pack?
Well, whatever you have. There's a Mr. Wolf on the list, too. Your husband, isn't he?
You can take him off the list.
Oh?
He died last week.
Oh, I'm sorry.
So am I. There didn't seem to be anything wrong with him. I think he just couldn't wait any longer.
I know how he felt.
No, you think you know, but you don't. No one knows. Well, it's not your fault. I guess it isn't anybody's fault. Oh, well, what time do I have to be ready?
We'll let you know.
I don't know why I asked, really. I've always been ready. If you come and I'm not here...
Where else would you be?
At the foot of the hill, saying goodbye to my husband.
One old woman making the long trip. 2 days on the train. 4 days on the boat. Only 6 days from Germany to Israel. But how many years? How much blood to go those 6 days? But now all that has ended. The nightmare is over. 20,000 Jews from France. 60,000 from Germany. 15,000 from Bulgaria. 10,000 from Poland. 45,000 from North Africa. Out of the misery of the old world into the wonder of the new. Daily they pour into Israel from all parts of the world. And daily the infant country echoes with the sounds of dawn. That's the Galilee again. With another bunch of new Israeli citizens. There's nothing to stop them now. Is there? So notice how they come down the gangplank. How they pile into the waiting buses. How they sing as they ride along the dusty roads out to the reception camps. And watch their faces as they sit and listen to the camp director tell them. Yes, sir, tell them what's going to happen to them next.
I'm sorry, but I'm afraid the news I have for you may prove a bit of a disappointment. As you know, immigration into Israel has been extraordinarily heavy. And as you know, it's come right on the heels of the war. The result is that we don't as yet have enough houses to go around. We're building as fast as we can, but it takes time and it takes money. As soon as we can get you located, you can move to permanent residence. Meanwhile, you'll stay here. And we'll make you as comfortable as we can. I'm sorry. I'm terribly sorry.
The long trip is over. The promised land is reached. The new citizens are firmly established. Intense. A city of tents. 2 families to each. 10 years to travel 6 days. For what? To live in a tent and wait? What are the sounds of dawn now? Listen.
Jacob? Jacob. Baby's crying.
Her cry.
Oh, she'll wake the others.
Well, her baby woke us last night.
Please, Jacob.
Oh, all right.
Be careful or the whole tent will fall down.
No.
That's what happened next door, remember?
Where is the baby?
Well, she should be right in front of you.
Oh, I can't see a thing in this dark. Tents, what are we, Boy Scouts? Oh, Julie, shut up.
I think it's time for a feeding. Give it to me.
Here.
Careful now.
I'm going outside for a while.
Well, it's still dark out. Don't you want to sleep anymore?
I sleep all day. There's a limit to the amount of sleep a man can take. I'll be back in a little while.
Don't get lost.
Jacob?
Yeah?
Over here by the fence.
Come on, Ben. Couldn't sleep.
Me neither. Four kids in our tent. It's like a nursery school.
I slept all day. Fourth day in a row. Ben, what kind of a life is that for a grown man?
What else is there to do?
I'm a qualified watchmaker, experienced in my trade for 18 years in Vienna. Look at me now.
Listen, you're not the only one.
Oh, Ben, I feel helpless, like a cripple. A man has to work, Ben. If he wants to amount to anything, he has to work.
You'll work. There's lots of work here.
When?
As soon as they get enough houses built, that's when. After all, a man works. He has to go home at night, doesn't he? So here they've got the work, but they still haven't got the home.
So when do they get them?
Soon.
How soon?
Soon enough, that's how soon. Jacob, you'll work. Take my word for it, you'll work.
Sure, but when, that's what I want to know. When?
A man wastes away because his talent cannot be used. Is this the promised land? A country can only grow according to the labor of its people. But how can people labor if they have no place to live? Take a walk through the streets of this tent city. Look at these people. They can still smile after all they've been through. They don't complain. They accept what they have to accept. Just talk to one of them. Any one of them.
My name is David Mashinsky. I was a carpenter in Warsaw, a good carpenter. In fact, if you'll pardon my saying so, I was a very good carpenter.
They need carpenters to build houses, don't they, Mr. Mashinsky?
Of course they need carpenters.
But you're not working now, are you?
Well, a little bit around the camp. You know, fixing things for the people. Like they say, to keep my hand in. It's not really what I'd call working.
I see. Has it ever occurred to you, Mr. Mashinsky, that here in a country that needs carpenters so badly, you're sitting around doing nothing?
Of course it occurs to me. It occurs to me all the time.
Well, how do you explain you're not working, then?
Well, what is there to explain? As soon as they can fix it up, I'll work. All my life, I worried about whether I'd live long enough to get to Israel before I died. Well, here I am. One of these days, I'm going to walk out of that gate and settle down in a house somewhere. And that'll be home. Maybe it won't be tomorrow. Maybe it won't be a week from tomorrow. But it will be one of these days. Because there's nothing the people in this country can't do. And there's nothing they won't do. And there's nobody that's going to stop them from doing it.
An old man with a burning faith. But is that enough? Can you build houses with faith? Can you pay lumber bills with faith? To the people who sell the lumber, the tools, the nails, that wire, that gold to make up a house, there's only one sound that means anything. Cash on the line. Listen to that sound again. That isn't the sound of dawn. It's the sound of necessity. No money, no houses. Look at those faces again. The mother laughing with her child. The old man teaching the young man how to splice a rope. The lovers walking hand in hand. These people are determined to live. They're accustomed to fighting against odds. But suppose the odds get too great. What then? Look at the old lady lying there on the second-hand army cot, waiting for the camp doctor to visit her. Remember her? Mrs. Wolf?
Oh, I'm all right, really. I'm just a little weak, that's all. I guess the trip was a little too much. And then it rained the day we arrived, and all the tent leaked and leaked. I'm not as young as I used to be, you know.
But you did get here.
Oh, yes, yes, and I'm going to stay here. Isn't that right?
You bet.
I mean, even if I'm sick, they won't send me back, will they?
Of course they won't, Mother.
Well, I was a little worried for a while. They're going to take me to the hospital, you know.
Yeah.
And I thought that because I wasn't so strong anymore, I couldn't work.
Oh, don't worry. You'll be better in no time at all. You know, we have a special healing sun here just for people like you.
I get so tired. But, you know, it's a different kind of getting tired.
Yeah.
Not like it was back in Germany or even before the war. It's like... Well, it's like coming home to your whole family in the evening after you've been working very hard. And the house is full of your children and your grandchildren. When you come in, they have a big chair ready for you. And you sit down and they take off your shoes and put a blanket around you and bring you a glass of hot wine. And you sit back and shut your eyes and you know that everyone in that house is watching out for you. And you can afford to be tired and relax and even go to sleep without a single word. You know, there's no other place you can feel like that except your own home. Do you know that?
I know that.
Oh, I get so tired.
Sleep. You can sleep now, Mrs. Wolf. You're home. The silent sound of dawn. An old woman sleeping without fear. How much would you give to be able to sleep without fear, without a single worry? And yet, every person who reaches Israel safely, who takes his place in that community, is one less worried for the rest of the world. Just as anywhere on this earth, when any individual is made to feel secure and happy, the whole rest of the world can breathe a little easier. And how little it takes to make a man feel secure and happy.
One of these days, I'm going to walk out of that gate and settle down in a house somewhere. And that'll be home.
And how little it takes to make him insecure.
I'm terribly sorry. I'm terribly sorry. I'm terribly...
Stop it! The dawn is here. The nightmare is over.
And when I do get settled, do you think... I mean, if there's a chance.
Of course there's a chance. That's what the new country is for. To give us all a chance.
But when? That's what I want to know. When?
The land is there to give food. The lumber is there to make a roof. People are in the world to give birth.
We've been here so long.
I'm sorry.
How long can we wait?
I'm really sorry.
We've waited 2,000 years.
I'm terribly sorry.
There are no restrictions. The transportation's been arranged. The new citizens have been firmly established.
You'll work. Take my word for it. You'll work. There's lots of work here.
Sure. But when? That's what I want to know. When?
Does anyone have the answer? The war is over. The land is won. Only the sounds of peace can be heard. But what kind of a peace shall it be? 20,000 from Czechoslovakia. 20,000 from Hungary. Where shall they sleep, those who have had nowhere to sleep for so long? First,
We had to get him out of the concentration camps. Then we had to get him out of the DP camps. Now we have to get him out of the reception camps. In the face of necessity, there are no excuses. It must be done. Yes, and it will be done.
And now, an important message concerning the United Jewish Appeal. Mr. Jack L. Warner, president of the United Jewish Welfare Fund of Los Angeles. Mr. Warner.
Thank you, Jolson, for bringing us a vivid picture of homeless and tortured people who at long last are going home. The dawn is breaking for tens of thousands who have known only misery and oppression. The displaced person camps in Germany are closing. The hungry and the fear-ridden are leaving the countries of the Middle East. The remnants of a persecuted people are rebuilding their lives on the ancient soil of their fathers. Everyone who had a part during the past few years in the work of the United Jewish Appeal can justly feel proud that he has contributed to the survival of a people. Through the past years of generous giving, we have actually changed the course of history that many people would have said was inevitable. We defied hate and apathy to keep alive a small remnant of humanity. But survival is not enough. The United Jewish Appeal is now engaged in a vast task of reconstruction and resettlement, so that those survivors may build new lives. Whether or not that program will be realized depends on the support received this year by the United Jewish Appeal. This year, 1949, we must help Israel receive, care for, and house more than 250,000 new immigrants. 1,000 newcomers enter the Jewish state every day. Other thousands are reaching the United States and other parts of the world. We must also give aid to those who remain in Europe. A great deal has already been accomplished. But at this very moment, there are many thousands in the DP camps in Eastern Europe and in North Africa, still waiting for the chance to emigrate to Israel. But unless the necessary funds are available through the United Jewish Appeal, they may lose their one great opportunity to start a new life. We have a responsibility to keep the refugees moving on their last journey of wandering. We have the responsibility of giving them the means of becoming self-sustaining after they reach their destination. And the wonderful, wonderful thing about this year, 1949, this year of destiny, is that these things can be done now for all time. And then, having fulfilled these tasks, we will truthfully be able to say we have accomplished our mission. Then will the dawn of hope be followed by the full sunlight of freedom and security for the victims of the greatest suffering in the history of civilization.
You have been listening to Operation Dawn, written by Walter Bernstein and starring Al Jolson and Agnes Moorhead, presented by NBC in cooperation with the United Jewish Appeal. In the cast were Joan Banks, Hanley Stafford, John Brown, Barry Kroger, and Jared Brown. Music was conducted by Dion Romandi from a score by Dwight Degnan. The United Jewish Appeal supports the humanitarian programs of the Joint Distribution Committee, United Palestine Appeal, and United Service for New Americans. Copies of the script of this broadcast may be obtained free of charge by writing to the United Jewish Appeal, 165 West 46th Street, New York 19, New York. The entire production of Operation Dawn was under the direction of Hyman Brown. This program has been a public service feature of the National Broadcasting Company and its independent affiliated stations.